Previously on Algoa FM.
Nandi Chifularo is a former radio presenter, musician, and she is in advertising as we speak. And the question that we're asking her is, how does one surrender the burden of being the most responsible person in the family, the so-called go-to person who has to solve every problem? Well, the first question that we asked her is, how does one even get to be that person?
It comes from being leadership, you know? If you've got that innate thing to lead people, point the way, be a problem solver, while keeping the peace and making things, you know, calm and smoothed over, that's what I would think it comes from.
Mm-hmm. And it comes without even you thinking that this is what you're doing. It comes naturally, and then all of a sudden you find that people are coming to you.
Yeah, for sure. Because I think sometimes if you've got a particular knack or a skill for something, you're usually the last to find out, because you just get on with it and you just do it. And then somebody will say, oh, wow, you know, you're this type of person. You've got this, you've got that. And then it kind of like resonates and you're like, oh, okay, I never thought about it that way. I didn't even know somebody was watching me.
And it happens when you're moving from home, and you're getting into a space where you're not going to be as easily accessible to people, and then people start saying these things about you. What are we going to do now?
oh the pressure. No, I mean I think at some point people do need to rise to the occasion. We're human beings. You can't always be there for people. Sometimes people do need to go to themselves, as it were. There won't always be another person to go to. So that's the whole point, actually, of being a go-to person. People should be learning from you how to solve problems, how to lead themselves. So sometimes, as people would get comfortable, it was, oh no, Usbanban uzokwazi ukuthi senze njani. But the whole point actually is to take some lessons from Usbanban and think for yourself, rather than going to Usbanban at times and think for yourself, what would Usbanban do? Okay, let me do it.
Usbanban, by the way, means so and so. Now, Nandi, the danger of being the only person that people go to is that it becomes emotionally draining.
Yeah, and then 5 missed calls. You're not answering calls anymore, because it's not, yeah, it can. It definitely can. And it can cause burnout. I just think as human beings, we can be so frail sometimes. And sometimes when things happen to us, they're actually calling us to rise to the occasion rather than to take the issue to somebody else, as it were. But yeah, no, it can be completely draining, and people do get burnt out.
One of the dangers is that the same people who bring their problems to you, they go and complain about you to other people.
Yeah, it's that thing of not looking at things from another person's side. It's all about me. So Usbanban couldn't help me.
How do you, the whole point of this conversation is, how do you, when you see that you are carrying this extra burden, how do you drift away and get other people to take responsibility for and to lessen the load on you? Do you get out of the family WhatsApp group?
Hey, I think so. Cold turkey sounds like a plan, hey? Exit group, don't answer calls, emails. I think cold turkey is generally a good way to do it, because now if you explaining and letting people know, how often does that really, really succeed? How often do people really see that, you know, they're draining you and taxing you? Hardly ever.
When you are lying in hospital, people are going to have to solve their problems anyway.
They'll phone you on the hospital bed.
Nandi Chipularo, she is a radio presenter. She is in the advertising space currently. I am a musician as well. Thank you very much.
Your digital library experience. Podcasts from algoafm.co.za.